In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Do you know today that whatever your circumstances are, that the Lord is present? Do you know today that no matter what you're going through, that Jesus is with you? Do you know today that no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper? Do you know that today? Do you know today that Jesus has promised to be with you always, even until the end of time? And I know sometimes it doesn't feel that way, does it? But Jesus has promised, and his promise is good. His promise is good. It's for all who trust him. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. So today I just want to start off by saying, no matter what you're going through, no matter what problems there are, and they seem insurmountable, trust the Lord, trust the Lord, trust the Lord. We're looking today at the readings from the Hebrews, the epistle to the Hebrews. Some people call it an epistle, some people don't call it an epistle, but we'll call it an epistle to the Hebrews. And we're looking today at the first chapter. It's very interesting because God, who at different times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets. You see, God is a speaker, and he speaks through his word, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. But I want you to know that God spoke to the people through the prophetic word, through Moses, through David, through Isaiah. God continues to speak. He is not mute. So many people say, God doesn't speak. Well, if God doesn't speak, then there is no God. God speaks, and he spoke in various and sundry ways in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, yes. The prophets foretold that the Messiah was to come, that he would be born of a virgin. Oh, yes, the prophets foretold that this one was going to die an ignominious death upon a cross. Oh, the prophets foretold that he would rise on the third day. I tell you, God is a speaker. We need to listen. Can I tell you this? How many mouths do you have? One. How many ears do you have? Two. Should we be listening twice as long as speaking? Listening to the word of God from the scriptures? Listening to God speaking to us as he wants to speak to us? I know people have come to me, they said they've gone to their pastors, and the pastor says, God doesn't speak to you. Well, you know what? That's a lie. God continues to speak. He can even use me today if he wants to. He can use me to tell you, no matter what your troubles are, no matter how hard it is, the Lord is with you. The Lord is for you. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. So the Lord God has spoken in various and sundry ways to the fathers by the prophets. We thank you, Lord, that you are a speaking Lord, and we need to hear your voice today. Hath in these last days, when did the last days begin? The last days began at Calvary, when Jesus Christ spread out his arms upon the cross, when he was nailed to the cross. It started the last days. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, not by a prophet only, but by a Son who is the prophet. Oh yes, God speaks in these last days through his Son. His Son's got a name. His name is Jesus. Do you know him? Do you love him? Do you praise him? Do you know him? Do you know this Son of God, the eternal Son of the Father, who was with the Father from all eternity? Do you know him as Savior? Do you know him as Lord? You can. You just need to say, I surrender. I surrender. I surrender. I surrendered to you, O Lord. I surrender to you. We are in the last days, yes. And now he speaks through his Son. His Son's name is Jesus, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. He made the world through his Son. Oh, yes. He spoke the world into existence. Let there be light. Let there be oceans. Let there be seas. Let there be water creatures. It was through the Son that the Father created the whole world and worlds. Other planets. It was through the Son that God did this. And you know, the only time he sees that it's very good is when he created man and woman who can freely love him. You see, today, the birds that fly around, they glorify God just by being birds. We glorify God by wanting to glorify him, by our will, by our heart. We do not need to glorify God at all. But I'm telling you, we do glorify God when we say, I praise you, I bless you, I worship you, I glorify you. And I do not only glorify you because you're God, I love you because you first loved me. I love you because you first loved me. Who is this Son who, being the brightness of his glory, oh my, the brightness of the glory of God is the Son, and the express image of his person, my Lord, he is the express image of the Father, and upholding all things by the Word. He upholds the whole world by the Word. He upholds every planet by the Word. Of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, how did he purge us from our sins? Through his cross, through his blood, through his burial, and through his resurrection. He purged us from our sins, and then he sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. So where is the Son today? The Son is at the right hand of the Father. He is at the right hand of God. And what is he doing? He ever lives to pray for you. You might say, nobody prays for me. The Son prays for you today at the Father's right hand, Jesus Christ the Lord. Prays for you today. And you know how he does it? He just sits before the Father, glorifying God, and the Father sees the wounds on his hands and on his feet and in his side. And oh, those wounds speak your name. I have graven you on the palms of my hands, Isaiah said. And that's really true. He speaks your name as he sits down at the Father's right hand, the right hand of the Majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels. The Son is better than the angels. Oh, hallelujah. You know, some people thought that Jesus was an angel. Oh, no, he was not an angel. He is the Son of God. He is the expressed brightness of his glory. He is the express image of God's person, the Father's person. He upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins through the cross, he sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels. He hath an inheritance obtained a far more excellent name than they. At the name of Jesus, one day every knee will bend, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. At the name of Jesus, Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus is more powerful than the angels. The angels are creatures. Jesus is not a creature. He is the Creator who took on flesh. He is God in the flesh. He is the Son of God, and he upholds all things by the word of his power. He upholds you through the word of his power. You're going to get today through today by the grace of the living God. You might say, how can I get through today? Through the grace of the living God, and that grace is available for you at this moment. You don't have to cry out for it. You just have to receive it. I receive this grace that will get me through the day. I receive this grace, which is the grace of God from the Father. Being made so much better than the angels, yes. better than the angels. For unto which of the angels did he say, You are my son, this day I have begotten thee? Which angel did he say, You're my son, and this day I have begotten thee? Where does that come from? Boys and girls, you should know where it comes from. It comes from Psalm 2, if I can find it. I want to tell you about Psalm 2. It says, I will declare the decree the Lord had said unto me, Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. I love the next line. Ask of me, he's telling us, and I shall give thee the nations for your inheritance. O Lord, O Lord, you not only say that thou art my son to Jesus, but you say to us, Thou art my son. This day I have begotten thee. And then ask of me, and I will give you the nations for an inheritance. O Lord, I want the nations. I want to proclaim the word of God to the nations, not only to Boston, not only to St. Louis, not only to Arizona, not only to California. I want to proclaim the gospel to the nations. Oh, yes, because that is your will. You go ye therefore into the whole world and make disciples of all men, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He did not say go and baptize. He said go and make disciples of all nations. Then you baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Unfortunately, we have baptized without making disciples. That's real. That's a real, real experience. We have baptized without making disciples. Jesus did not say, go and baptize. He said, go and make disciples of all nations. Then, as you make disciples, you baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's why the early church baptized their children. How do I know that? Because it says that in the tombs of the early martyrs, that little children were baptized. But you see, their mothers and fathers ended up as martyrs, many of them. And they baptized their children because they wanted their children to become part of the body of Christ. Let the little children come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God, Jesus said. For unto what angel has he said at any time, Thou art my son? This day I have begotten thee. He says that in Psalm 2, and he fulfills that at the Jordan River when Jesus Christ is being baptized. Thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. And he says to you, Thou art my son, thou art my daughter. You are my daughter. How do I know that? Because the blood of Jesus has been your adoption agency. He shed his precious blood for you. He shed his precious blood for me. I am not only Father Tom, Tom DiLorenzo. I am the beloved Son of the Father. You are not only who you are, but you are the beloved child of God. Oh, yes, Jesus, through his blood, has adopted you as his very own. Thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Amen. You see, how long was Jesus the Son of God? From all eternity, the Word of God was the Son of God. He became a human being where? In the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. When? At Nazareth, at the Annunciation. Yesterday we celebrated the Annunciation of Mary, or the incarnation of the Word made flesh in the womb of the Blessed Mother. I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. You know, I think it's so wonderful when I hear a father say to his child, Son, come here. Son, it's so intimate. It's so intimate. Yes, I remember the first time I was called a son. I remember that because it's so intimate. So intimate. God calls you his son. God calls you his daughter. And the Word of God made flesh is far greater than the angels. And again, when he brought into the first begotten into the world, he said, and let all the angels of God worship him. Amen. Let all the angels of God worship him. Worship who? Worship the Son. And let the angels, he said, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even your God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above all men. Let me tell you, Jesus Christ was anointed with the oil of gladness above all creation. Yes, he was anointed with the oil of gladness, with the great power of the Holy Spirit. People say Jesus didn't laugh. Let me tell you, it says here that he was anointed with the oil of gladness above all men. And this is real. Jesus Christ was filled with the glory of God. As a matter of fact, he is the glory of God. He is the glory of God. And he was anointed with the Holy Spirit. And he was anointed with the oil of gladness. Oh, Lord, how much do we need the oil of gladness, that joy of the Lord, which is our strength? I need the oil of gladness today. Oh, yes, Lord. Give me the oil of gladness today from your Son, Jesus Christ, who died upon the cross, from your Son who was buried, from your Son who rose from the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So the Son is greater than the angels. The angels worship the Son. Right now the angels cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. These angels that are four living creatures, night and day, cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. They are continually before the Son, crying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And we want to join the angels. We want to say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. Jesus was anointed with the oil of gladness. Thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but you remain, and they all shall like wax of old, as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, Lord, the same, and your years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool? Let me tell you, that's what he said. Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. That's also us. That's also us. In Christ, we sit in heavenly places. We are already in heavenly places with Jesus Christ. I've told you the story about once I met these Jehovah Witnesses, and I was having a hard day that day. I didn't want to preach the gospel. It was my day off. I just wanted to visit a friend, but the friend wasn't there. So these two Jehovah Witnesses come up to me and said to me, they didn't know I was a priest. I had just regular clothes on. They said to me, can we share the scriptures with you? I said, if you want. So they shared the Psalm 23, I believe. The Lord is my shepherd. I love that psalm. That's a beautiful psalm. They said, can we share another scripture with you? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That's Psalm 24. I said, "That I love that scripture." I said, can I share a scripture with you? And they said, yes. I said, well, you turn to your Bible, Acts 1:8, and read it. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes, and you shall be my witnesses. Jesus is speaking. I said, who's speaking? They wouldn't answer. I said, read it again. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes, and you shall be my witnesses. I says, who's speaking? They said, Jesus. Whose witnesses? They wouldn't answer. I said, you're not being honest. You see, I am a witness of Jehovah, and Jehovah is Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They wanted to change the subject. They said, you think you're going to heaven when you die. There are only 144,000 people in heaven. I said, listen, let me tell you, I'm already seated in heavenly places. I'm already seated in heavenly places. And they said to me, where does it say that in the Bible? And you know, I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it. That's really true. But with that, the wind blew and my finger was on the place. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Well, they start shaking. They don't know what to do. I said, you know what? It's no time to be arguing. It's time to worship God. It's time to worship Jehovah, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So I said, bow your heads. And you know what? They did. And I worshiped the Lord just for a couple of seconds. And I said, you know, if you want to meet Jesus and be his witness, I tell you, call me and I'd love to introduce you to him. They never did call, but I will tell you this. I will never forget that day when the wind blew. The wind blew and my finger was on the very place that I needed to be. We are already seated with Christ in heavenly places. And then it talks about the angels. This is very important. Are they not all ministering spirits? That's the angels. Sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. That's us. Are not these angels ministering spirits? Are they not ministering to us who are the heirs of salvation? Yes, they are ministering to us who are the heirs of salvation, who have been saved by the blood of the Lamb. That's why, you see, I don't put too much stock with people that say, I have an angel. I said, yeah, you have a guardian angel. Oh, no, I have another kind of an angel. You know what? You better watch out because it might be a demon. The angels of God are ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who are on the way to salvation. That's us. That's what the angels of God do. They are sent to minister to us. Sent to minister to us. And I'll close there because you know what? I call upon the power of God today to heal the sick. I call upon the blood of Jesus to heal the sick. I call upon the very wounds of Jesus that are glorified to heal the sick. Oh God, I say, be thou healed, people, in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord, in the name of Jesus whose blood speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel, in the name of Jesus, who is the Lord of heaven and earth, who spoke the world into existence, who is seated at the Father's right hand, who is praying for you. Oh yes, I speak the word now. Be thou healed in the name of Jesus. Be thou healed in the throat. Be thou healed in the lungs. Be thou healed in the kidneys. Oh yes, be thou healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. People have been asking about my brother. You really need to pray for him. His name is Anthony, and he has dialysis. He never had dialysis before, and now they're going to ask him to have dialysis for 2 or 3 times a week. Would you pray that God heals his kidneys? Father, we pray for Anthony today that you, by your Holy Spirit and by the wounds of Jesus, would heal my brother's kidneys. Would you do that today, Lord? Would you answer our prayers today? Oh, send the angels to minister to him and to us today. Are not all these ministering spirits sent to help us on the way to salvation? Yes, they are. We believe in the angels, but only the angels that worship God, only the angels that are in the presence of God. I believe in the angels. I have a guardian angel that the Lord gave me. So I send my guardian angel to my brother's guardian angel, and I ask you, Jesus, to heal his kidneys. And we ask it in faith in the name of Jesus the Lord. I'm going to do something now that I've never done before, and I'm not going to tell you why, but I'm going to just say this. Holy Rosary has been a place where many, many people have been helped and healed. And at this time, financially, we are not doing very well. I'm going to ask people to listen now. Would you send a donation to Holy Rosary in Winthrop? Winthrop, Massachusetts. You just send it to, you can address it to me, Father Tom, care of Holy Rosary, Winthrop, Mass, 02152. Let me tell you, it is a little place that has been used mightily, and right now we are in need of some finances. And I just speak to you and say, you know, just trust me. You know, if everyone who hears my voice even sent $5, you know, we would be in glory. That would be a wonderful thing. I can only tell you, at this little place, many people have been healed, many people have been delivered, many people have been brought to Jesus. So would you mail a donation to Holy Rosary, Winthrop, Massachusetts, 02152. Holy Rosary, Winthrop, Massachusetts, 02152. And I'd be very grateful that you do this. And just trust me. It's not for me. I don't need any money. But I ask you to send some donation to Holy Rosary in Winthrop, 02152. I pray that the Lord would just touch each one of us today, would touch us today with his glorious power, because Jesus is the brightness of the Father's glory. There's nobody like Jesus. There's nobody like Jesus. There's nobody like Jesus. He is the brightness of the Father's glory. He is the Word made flesh and the splendor of the Father. He is the one that the angels worship. Holy, holy, holy. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.